as the town hall clock struck five, the crowd held hands to form the peace ring. It was organised by young Muslims, and there were significant numbers of women wearing headscarves, but the majority were ethnic Danes. Copenhagen's mayor, Frank Jensen.
It's necessary to stand here, to stand together, show the rest of the Copenhagen and the rest of Denmark and the rest of the world that in Copenhagen we stand together after this terrible attack against our democracy.
The organiser, Imran Hussein.
We need to get on now. We need to do it for the sake of our children, for the sake of Copenhagen.
Prominent in their absence were the angry young men from the tough inner city who, a week ago, attended the funeral of the gunman Omar El Hussein. Community worker Uzma Andreasen hopes the extremists were watching this display of unity.
What I see here is that the silent majority is talking about peace and harmony and talking about a new we instead of letting the extremists rule.
As police, armed with assault rifles, kept watch over the square, colleagues from the investigation were questioning a third young man arrested on suspicion of helping El Hussein. Several Danish media outlets are reporting that the suspect is El Hussein's younger brother.